Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Tuesday's News and Reviews on this hot Tuesday afternoon. And I tell you what, man, there's some crazy stuff going on. Hey, Virgil, hey, Russell, how you doing, brothers?
Doing good tonight, brother. Doing good. Hanging in there, waiting for this storm to blow through tonight and into tomorrow morning. But other than that, that's
it. We got a major heat wave over here, and there it's like 92 degrees right now and everything. I tell you, man, we got a psychotic governor. She was just on the news now saying that she wants everybody vaccinated in New Mexico, and anybody that comes inside New Mexico has to be vaccinated. And there is no vaccine yet.
You know, you can't help but wonder, man. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I honestly, Joseph Virgil, I sit here most days. Yeah, when I'm at work, I'm preoccupied, but when I get home and stuff, I sit here, and I'm really at a loss for words. I mean,
right?
You know, who would ever have thought that the end of freedom would come from just scaring motherfuckers to death?
Right. Well, it's like
they
you said,
they scared the American people into submission.
Exactly. And it's like you said, the perfect white ops operation in the world.
So, I don't think there's going to be any recovering from this, because now is when the war is going to start. Blue states are going to fucking want to milk this federal dollars for all they can. And,
they're doing that already.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing
that already,
brother.
Americans are getting fed up. And tell you, man, we talked about it, that sometimes between spring and the election, if not right after the election, shit was going to go south. And, I'm beginning to wonder. I mean, it sure seems like we're right there at the verge of it. I don't know, Virgil, what do you think? Is Virgil there?
Virgil. Yeah, he's here. He's stuffing his face full of
fish. No, I'm done with that. I was getting me a hit of coffee and the phone was on mute. But our governor has to meet with the big guy. And I would love to be a fly on the wall when that happens.
He's done got
wisened up to the scam. And he's sending bean counters into New York to find out why none of these deaths are from cancer, COPD, heart attacks, so on, so forth, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all coronavirus. And I'm pretty sure he's going to ask John Dumbbell Edwards the same thing, how he
same
can
thing
account
with
for
our,
that shit.
Well, we got the news today. Same thing with the New Mexico governor.
The only thing good that has come out of this is that, you don't hear about some kid committing suicide because they're getting bullied at school now. Fathers are spending time with their children, and for the first time in I don't know how many years, I actually saw teenagers outside wanting something to do, and they were washing the family vehicles by hand. So, I mean,
just gonna take a picture.
There's pictures all over the place. There's pictures all over the place. Kids washing the cars in the driveways and things like that. You know, and the governor here just extended this state in place a quarantine order 15 days, and I can understand that, because that's the usual amount of time that a person has to go into detox for alcoholism. down here in Louisiana. So,
right.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing, guys. You know, I'm like Russell. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, it's like, how did these people get elected?
Well, the only thing I know for sure about this whole thing, and I'm absolutely 100% positive on this, you can quote me, is there going to be a lot of disappointed wives when this economy gets opened back up and stuff like now.
Yep.
Because they could have poisoned their fucking husbands and it would have been called COVID-19.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to see a lot
sure
of
enough,
pregnant women out
and
there.
Vice versa. And vice versa.
Yep.
I'm telling you. They actually did a study on this in Louisiana. This incident right here, this state of emergency, has caused the sale of more alcohol than every hurricane, Mardi Gras, or any other event in New Year's for the past 5 years in Louisiana. We have set a new record for alcoholism in Louisiana during this crisis.
New Mexico's a dry state. They shut down all the liquor stores over here. So, you know.
They couldn't survive that in Louisiana, because I'm going to tell you what. If the brothers can't get that 40, that half pint of gin, or that Thunderbird, they will start burning shit down.
Yep. Well, I tell you, drunk driving for sure has cut way down in New Mexico. Murders cut way down in New Mexico.
But California, get this, Russell.
Yeah.
California has written over 2,500 tickets, traffic tickets, for people in excess of 100 miles an hour on the interstates now.
I was talking about that the other night, that I've seen more damn wrecks, man, with a third of the people on the road that normally is. And it's all these essential drivers, man, all these essential people going to work and stuff like that, man.
Mm-hmm.
They can now go from fucking Katy to downtown in 10 minutes, man, and they got the ears laid back on them so bitches because there ain't nothing in the way.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, but, you know, it's just, well, I'm just like, you know, well, now, according to, I was just reading, you know, I had a mayor sent me a letter. We're all going to have to be wearing masks as of April 29th. I'm like, I can't wear a mask. I have health issues, you know, which I
well,
can't.
get your,
you know,
it says mask. I'll say it says face mask.
Mm-hmm.
Get your hockey mask like Jason.
Yeah. While I was making a joke earlier, I was like, well, now, you know, if you guys think about it, we can all go into banks now and wear masks.
Do like Ann's daughter, Alley Cat. Get you one of them biochemical suits. Get you one
mm-hmm.
of them biochemical suits and walk around in it.
Right. But you know,
I tell you what, man. I may have to leave all my stores because they're gonna make me wear a mask to go into a store to buy groceries or this or that or whatever like that. I'm going to tell you straight up, if I got to walk in there wearing a mask, I ain't paying for shit on the way out. I'm just giving y'all a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
If I got to wear a mask to go in a store, I'm robbing that motherfucker.
Well, that's
something.
What I just said. I said, if I got to go in there wearing a mask, I ain't paying for shit on the way out.
Hey, guys, Sammy, the guy that we had on last night, he just sent a message, says, I'm ahead of you. I did it to all assistance office. I'll do one here in local New Mexico on the mask. Hey, Sammy. Well, do a big shout-out to Sammy out there listening in. But, yeah, I mean, this is all out of proportion. I mean, this is already – I'm getting to the point now to where I just like, you know, I really don't want to hear it. I'm at that point. I hear coronavirus, I turn the damn news off anymore. You know, it's just, you know. I'm disgusted. It's disgusting me now. I'm at that point.
It's that way for everybody, Joseph. It's getting that way for everybody.
It is. Well, I took a young man down today. He just moved out here from Texas, from Russell's part of the woods. He just moved out here, and I took him for a job interview just earlier. And he's like, I don't know. I go, well, bro, I said, just think about it. I go, you should have stayed in Texas. It's just, with all this bullshit. Now they were saying, I was watching a report earlier, they were saying with this vaccine that they're doing the trials on in Italy is turning out bad. There's a bunch of people in Italy that's already died from this vaccine trial, including some young kids. So the vaccine is out of the question now. So now they're wanting to do the antibody, with the blood and everything, try that. And we said from the beginning, this vaccine is poison.
Well, I don't do any kind of vaccine.
I don't either.
But I'm telling you what's going to happen is Fucci or Cucci or the fucking little fucking Nazi wannabe doctor there, this bimbo bitch. Continue on with this. I mean, these guys have not been wrong. You got Bill Gates involved, Mr. Agenda 21, depopulation. You've already given up a ton of rights. Now you're too scared to take it out because you're afraid to go out because somebody's going to write you a fucking ticket.
Right.
They're going to continue on with this. And this vaccine could very likely turn out to be the mark of the beast because if you don't have your digital registration saying you've been vaccinated, they're going to make you where you can't buy, say, sell, trade, work, or anything. Watch.
Mm-hmm. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. I mean, even Pelosi today was stating, if you're looking at the digital market now.
Yeah.
That's coincidence.
Yeah, isn't it?
Hey,
what was that? Pelosi's eyebrow the other day, man. Good Lord.
Her unibrow? Her unibrow? A double
that
eyebrow?
That shit was horrible, man.
I don't know. She must have had a chimpanzee doing her makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just go to the tattoo shop and get a barcode put on the side of my penis. That way they can grab it and scan it.
I want to do a shout out for CWA, a group that's listening in on us right now. We got a lot of new listeners, guys, over the last couple of days. So big shout out to them. Big shout out to everybody that's just joined in. We welcome you on the show. And on this show, we're brutal on the show. So we tell it like this. Just to warn y'all.
Oh, yes. And Corporal Malone of the Baton Rouge City Police Department, who was shot Sunday, he finally opened his eyes today and woke up, and he said, first words, I got to move. He was uncomfortable. And he took three shots, one to the head, and he's up and coherent now. He's still got a long way to go, but he's going
to
make
it. That's good to hear. But, here's the thing, even with that, the cops, they do a lot of good work, and it's in between with, like Roger was saying last night, of doing a good, they're doing a good job of doing the work, but, they're in a dangerous situation all the way around, so, and everything, and now with this, being the Gestapo and Nazis, the Nazi patrols and everything, that puts more of a damper on them. And they're frustrated. They're frustrated like we are. I talked to quite a few of them today, and they're very frustrated like we are.
Here's the thing that frustrates me. Okay, I had to go to the insane asylum, the intelligence of ignorance department known as the motor vehicles this morning. And I came out of there ready to pull a Charles Whitman. Fortunately, everybody's at home, and I wouldn't have had no targets. But so my wife decided she was going to go get a sack of crawfish, cook them for me, boil them, whatever, try and calm me down a little bit. And she did. It worked. But the store that we went to, he had a sign up. He only was allowed 5 people at a time in the store. And I'm looking at Susan like, now this is bullshit. 3 miles down the freaking road is Walmart. And I guarantee you, they're not just letting 5 or 10 people up in there. You can walk straight in the door and you see 100 people in there.
Yeah.
I said, this is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
100% pure bullshit.
Yeah. Well, the Family Dollar.
Like
here,
I said, the bean counters are being sent out. You know, they're catching this. You know, with nobody dying of cancer, nobody dying of old age or whatever. You know, even Ellen DeGeneres, that dyke. She's up there. Oh, well, my brother died of COVID-19, and y'all need to do this and do that. Well, her brother's 87 years old and was fighting cancer for 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's just like,
but all of a sudden,
it's like Virgil, it's just like the news reporter I was just talking to. Him and I are good friends, and I was just talking to him. I said, Doug, I go be honest. Did it have a miracle cure for all these diseases all of a sudden? He just laughed. He's like, yeah, I feel you. So all you hear anymore is COVID this, COVID that. Oh, can't you report us something besides that? You know, but what can I say, you know?
Really, you know, there ain't really a whole lot more to say about it. I mean, it has been exposed. We know what's going on with these hospitals and these numbers. We know that the American people have been scared into submission. And what you see now from the majority of the American people is fear of their government. And what is fear of your government? The purest form of tyranny there is.
Boom, there you go.
Yep, you're right about that, because I'm going to tell you something, folks. You can take this for what you think it's worth. When it comes to swine flu, N1H1, whatever, or COVID-19, let me tell you something. If penicillin can clear up a case of the Filipino clap, it can clear up anything.
Right.
Take my word for it.
Right.
Take my word for it.
Yes, sir.
Right. They won't tell you that, Porter, because it interferes with all that money they're getting, get lined up in their pocket.
If you're not allergic to it, you know, if they a little needle between the skin tissue and whatever and put that little drop in there and you don't have a reaction to it, to penicillin, which some people do, I'm going to tell you what, a good 5cc syringe of that shit in your ass, and I tell you what, you may be down for about a day or two, you know, sweating and everything else, but you're up and around. You're up and around after about 48 hours.
Yep. And, you know, but one of the other things is that we have a joke that we have here with this in New Mexico, that if you want to have beer for the coronavirus, eat some hot chili. You cure anything. Now they're doing the food pandemic scare, saying that Tyson Foods, we're going to run out of beef. We're going to run out of beef now, this and that. The president could have stopped that real quick. You know, and everything. But this is all what the government is government control, trying to overthrow the president, trying to control us. Hey, man, we're awake. We know what's going on. You know?
Well, they
and everything.
Actually, Joseph, they're not trying. They've been very fucking successful, man.
Yeah,
like I said,
yes, they have.
The majority of the country is scared to death, and they'll do whatever they have to do, submit to whatever they have to submit, so the
yep.
government will keep them safe from the virus.
What we mean by that, folks, is call 1-800, the snitch line. You know, to get that $100, whatever they give you.
You know, they're gonna come knock on your door and sit down with you and say, "We know you have infected people under the floorboards. You're hiding them."
I'll be like, "What floorboard? I have concrete. Where can I hide them in the concrete?" I have all concrete floors, so that'd be kind of.
Listen, I watched a video the other day, and I wish I'd have shared it. They took it down. I don't know where these deputies came from, but they came to this woman's house, and they said that she was violating the stay-at-home order that they had out by letting her children go next door and play with the other children.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had called in on them. And they was asking her all kind of questions. They was asking her her name, her age. Oh, we need it for the report. We need it for the report.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody comes to your door and tells you some shit like that, you give them one direct verbal order. Get the fuck off my property. Come
yep.
back with
tell
a
them you're violating. I tell them they're violating your Fourth Amendment rights. They'll walk out and then will not come back. Guaranteed.
And if that doesn't work, use 223 Morris code. I guarantee you.
Yep. Hey guys, I want to do a shout out to my friend Harry, who's listening in. He said he loves crawfish, there, Virgil. So do a shout out to Harry.
I tell you what. Crawfish. Crawfish, man, people just don't understand how good them mud lobsters are. But when they come down, the funniest thing in Louisiana is when people come here and you know tourists come down and you watch a Yankee try to peel a crawfish. It is hilarious. They will mutilate that fucker beyond recognition, man.
I can't say, you know. I like to eat them whole, so. But anyway, wow, what's that noise back there, Russell? You're blowing my eardrums out, brother.
Oh, sorry, man. Sorry. My bad. There we go.
But anyway. I did receive word too that one of my friends is down with the virus and everything. So she, they took her in and stuff, but she does have the COVID-19 virus. But she was saying it's not as bad as they make it out to be. They were trying to scare her and everything, but they took her in and they sent her home. So, you know, why would they send her home?
Now you go home and you isolate like a good peasant. You have been ordered to do so by your government.
And to top it off,
you
guys,
see, about two years ago, Susan came down with a bug, and they didn't know what the hell it was. And her fever, you know, I took a temperature and her fever was 101. About 3 hours later, it was climbing. And I said, look, if it hits 103, you're going to the hospital. I don't care if I'm going to drag you out of here by the hair of your head. You're going to the hospital. And she was just as sore and achy. I mean, it took her 30 minutes to work, walk from the bedroom out the front door and get inside, and I had to help her inside the truck. And I got her to the hospital, and they took her temperature and everything, and I forgot the name of it. They brought out this little green IV bag. It looked just like concentrated Gatorade syrup. And they put her on an IV, and they opened that little bag up, and then they walked out the room. And once it was empty, I mean, as soon as it was empty, they came back in the room, and Susan, poor thing, she had sweat. I mean, she looked like somebody dumped a 5-gallon bucket of water on her, literally. Her hair was all wet and everything, and she was just full of sweat. And the doctor said, oh, I knew that would break the fever. And it was some kind of antibiotic that they had. And, I mean, it worked miracles. When I got that cellulosis in my leg, they gave me the same thing. And it knocked the infection out, I mean, in a matter of 45 minutes. So you're not going to tell me, nobody's going to tell me that this is not a treatable, you know, maybe, you know, you're going to suffer a little bit from it, just like the flu or any other stomach virus or whatever. But it is treatable. It is treatable.
Yeah.
And
well,
they're not going to tell me that all of, they're not going to tell me that every death now that comes around the pike is COVID-19 related. They're not going to tell me that. Bullshit.
Right. Well, I had it back in January. I mean, I prefer now that I did. Even my doctor, you know, it was rough, you know, and I thought I was wishing that the Reaper would come get me at that time, but it was rough. I survived it and everything, but, you know, so if it's not treatable, guys, how come they tell you to wash your hands for 30 seconds or wash your face with soap? Soap kills bacteria, don't it?
I can tell you this right now. I've had my share of sickness in my life, and you know, if I can survive a 3-day block party with a bunch of Latinos out in Odessa, Texas, you know, I mean, I can survive anything. I mean it. It was 2 years. It took 2 years before I could take my next drink of tequila. You would bring tequila around me, I would gag.
Oh, that would do
it.
I've been there and done that too, bro. Been there and done that.
If I can survive that hangover, I can survive anything.
Right. So if I did it in Tijuana, so let me tell you, that tequila, it fucks you up royally. But anyhow, you know, but I don't know. I mean, this is all bullshit. It's bullshit, guys. I mean, it's just fear mongering. Now that's all it is now. It's fear, but they have nothing else to go on now. So they're going to use fear. That's their next move. You know, prove me wrong.
Well, it's been all the propaganda, you know, coming from reports, you know, it kicked off. Let's prime the pump, okay? Saddam Hussein's got biological weapons of mass destruction, all of this, okay? North Korea's got this. Libya's got this. And, you know, and everybody's, everybody's all scared, everything, and this, that. Okay, well, now, okay, it's just like when you're playing poker. When that right hand comes along, you bet big, and that's what they did. Exactly what they did. They built up the pot. They bet big, and they're going to cash out on it.
And you know, when we called the shots on this many months ago, we said, you know, they're going to pull something very big. That the, you know, if they have nothing else to play, they're going to do everything they can. And here we are. I mean, you know.
When all of these states start mailing those bills into Washington, boy, they're gonna say, okay, yeah, let's watch this. Let's watch Trump hang himself by increasing taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch him hang himself. Let's watch him hang himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're gambling on. That's what they're gambling on.
And here's the thing.
You know,
they think they won. They think they won. But I think, and I think it was me and Carl Leader we were talking about this the other night. We think that he's got a plan coming. You know, he's got to have something going on.
The longer they string this shit out, the longer they string this shit out, the more frustrated people are going to get. The more they string this shit out. You know, you can only cry wolf so many times before the people are going around you in the village are going to say, "Man, fuck you." You know, they're getting tired.
They're
of
doing it now. They're doing it now. They did it yesterday in France.
The big thing everybody needs to focus on, and like Joseph said, we called this a couple of years back of how this stuff was going to play out, and it's pretty much coming out just that way. But the thing to remember, COVID-19, it's this, that, it's whatever, it's been overhyped, it's been used to scare the American people in submission. That worked and all that kind of stuff. And you know what? It's been a hell of a distraction, too, because nobody's talking about the treason that went on. All those guys are running around, free men. That I tell you what, right now, it's all going that way, their way. We're fucked.
Yep.
Well, it's going their way to a limit. Because this preacher that got arrested in Zachary, Louisiana, they stirred up a hornet's nest when they did that. They stirred up a hornet's nest.
I'm hearing the
same
thing.
There were so many people out in the streets in front of that church, the police station, everything. They didn't know what to do. And he's going to beat the charge. He is going to beat the charge. I'm going to tell you what.
Guaranteed.
If that chief of police wants to keep his job, he's going to beat that charge.
And the pastor turned right around and sue him, too. Because those cease and desist orders, they don't stand in court. They're not legal. Only if it's made into law. None of this has been made into law. Not by the legislature. It's not legal. That's what we were trying to say last night. That's not legal. Any cease and desist orders they give you is not legal. Take it to court and fight it. You'll win it.
Well, you know, you can discuss legalities all day long, what's legal and not legal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not legal to give automatic weapons to a drug cartel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not legal to destroy 30,000 classified emails. It's not it's not legal, you know, to commit perjury. You know, all of this. You know, they're not. I haven't heard one story yet, major news media story, like from Fredo or the rope sucker on CNN and all of this. About these women that's coming out against Joe Biden with the sexual harassment stuff. Oh, boy. When it came out about Kavanaugh, oh, we believe survivors. We believe this. She's got repressed memory. Blah, 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 blah. But we don't hear any of these feminist groups. We don't hear any of these feminist groups coming out against Joe Biden because of this.
Where's your Me Too movement at? Where's your Me Too movement at? I want to know. Where are they at?
They're quiet.
Where's your Black Lives Matters at? Where are they at? They're quiet. Where's your feminist groups at? They're quiet.
You know, here's a candidate. Here's a candidate whose son married his brother's widow, then screwed around behind her back with a stripper and got her pregnant. And he's got the nerve to talk about the Trump family? Yeah, right. Get real, man.
Yeah, no, that's
now, the only thing I did hear today was that Hillary Clinton came out and endorsed Biden. Biden's thinking about having her as his running mate. That's the only thing I heard about today. Anybody surprised?
They can try what they want. They can try what they want. That only benefits us. That only benefits us, because I'm going to tell you what. Joe Biden, Ocasio-Cortez, Chuck Schumer, Kamala Harris, and all the rest of those yahoos, they're the best campaign team that the Trump camp has. They're the best campaign managers he has. You know?
And he's still going to win. He's still going to win it, you know. But I tell you, dude, brothers, they're going to do anything possible. I mean, they're dead. The Democrat Party, the swamp, whatever you want to call them, they're dead. They know it.
And in Louisiana, I'm going to tell you this right now. They've already stated, see, we have a majority Republican legislature and a majority Republican Senate. And they have already made arrangements. They have stated that the only mail-in ballots are going to be absentee ballots that people go to the courthouse or the state capitol and fill out. That's going to be the only ones.
They're doing the same thing.
They're relocating polling places so that they can accommodate social distancing, as they call it. When me and Russell was in the court, it was called keeping your intervals. You know, they call it social distancing. You know.
Right.
You know, you never bunched up. One Marine was a waste of ammo. Five of them in a bunch, that was a juicy fucking opportunity. So you keep your animals. But that's what they're doing. Yeah. There's not going to be any mail-in bullshit ballots in Louisiana. I can tell you that right now.
They're keeping an eye. They are keeping an eye on this. That's for sure. Even Trump suggested sending the ICE agents out to the polls to keep an eye on the illegals.
Hell yeah. Well, the Mexican army has their fucking toes in the water. Ain't nothing coming across there. Next to nothing, man. So essentially the border is shut down at this point. So I don't really see that being an issue right now. And they're continuing on building the fence and, you know, yippee-yi-yo type fucking way. What gets me, and I'm just sorry, I'm not going to be done being disgusted with the Republican Party.
I'm disgusted on both sides, I'll be honest.
The Senate could be standing up and raising nine times the hell about why these people aren't going to jail, and they haven't done anything. On a second thought, ladies and gentlemen, if you're veterans, a nice, simple way to keep your social distancing, your interval, or whatever like that, because I know most of you motherfuckers can't read it, tape measure.
That's why they have blue tape on the sidewalks.
Two M4s, barrel to barrel, five 5-gallon gas cans in a row, are 29 M67 fragmentation grenades.
That's right. That is correct.
But, you know, I don't know, guys. I mean, and then they're saying there's a second wave coming. I'm already like, oh hell. You know, whatever. So, I'm just glad I'm out.
I'm completely over the whole thing, man. I'm just
I'm just glad I live way out in the desert, out away from everybody.
If the supermarket shelves go empty, it won't take them long to get that way.
Right. I've been this way since this whole thing started, you know. But anyway, it's getting close to that time. Do you guys want to continue, or do you want to call it early night? Or
I got to work.
I'm going to call it a night, too.
All right. Well, I got to
call
my steak.
I want to finish
my steak and my shrimp.
I got to wait for this goddamn storm to get over so I can. And Russell sent over here to clean up my yard, get some debris out. I tell you what, we were sitting outside eating them crawfish, me and Susan, and my uncle across the road from us, he's got a pecan orchard right there. And man, one of them lightning bolts hit one of them damn trees. And boy, look! I thought Susan was gonna come 10 feet off the ground. It made a freaking boom, son. It made a boom. And I said, well, there goes another one of Joey's trees. It's gonna be dead in the morning, cause it hit it dead on.
Wow, that's the tallest stuff around there. Those pine trees.
Yeah, that's the tallest structures around here, the pecan trees and the telephone poles. Every now and then we get a light show. It'll pop a transformer, and boy, that puts on a show. But that's the main thing: pecan trees and oak trees around them, cypress trees around here.
We don't even have any trees out here where I live. It's all
bare
over here. So. But anyway,
it's lightning so bad I can't even wear my tinfoil hat tonight, and that's a bitch.
Well, you'd be a lightning rod, that's for sure.
Here earlier, and we're supposed to get slammed in the morning.
Yeah, this is just a teaser here. We're supposed to get hit real hard tomorrow.
We're only getting 90 degrees weather all week, so no rain for us.
Oh, wow, with your 90-degree dry-ass weather out there. Come to Louisiana, where it's not, where the thermometer reads 90 degrees, but the humidity is about 3,000.
But, Virgil, here's the thing. All this heat and everything's supposed to kill the coronavirus, isn't it?
It gets 97 degrees down here in Louisiana. It ain't gonna kill shit because everybody's gonna be inside huddled around the fucking air conditioner.
Just like here in South Central Texas, man, I tell you what, you know, people laugh at it, but it's a fucking true thing, man. It might be. Oh, the temperature today is going to be in the, you know, going to be 95, you know, with a heat index of 107, you know.
Right.
It's like living in a wet desert.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and sign off. We'll be back Thursday night. So y'all tune in and we'll see what happens. I mean, every day it's like, what the fuck day? So. We'll see what happens and stuff. So, but to your new listeners out there, thank you for joining us and leaving those messages. We appreciate it and everything. So, just sign off, guys. You all be safe out there. And we'll see you Thursday.
Good night, America.
Roger, we out. Good night, America.
I'm gonna play Morgan's favorite song. Okay.